higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio and Sean Wells. Hey, you guys.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. O-H-I-O. Go Ohio.
Oh, wow.
How do you like them? How do you like that?
I like them apples. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Well, my mom's from Ohio, but Ohio's got a rich, great history. I know a lot of great guys from Ohio. You know, my mother was born and raised. My grandfather's from Ohio, went to Case Western University and was a medical doctor in the state of Ohio. But I've got family up there still, and I just love Ohio. I do. I don't like their weather, but I love the state and the people that are in there. And kudos to the state of Ohio, because they have a new law on animal cruelty. And we've got Maura Davies on the line from the communications. I mean, she's the vice president of communications at the SPCA here in North Texas. And I'm so excited about this. And I know that everybody at the SPCA is as well.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Every time we see another state pass animal cruelty bills, or strengthen anti-animal cruelty, I should say, bills, we absolutely rejoice. And so this is fantastic news.
It is. And let's talk about it. Let's talk about it, because sure. It's so happy. I'm so thrilled about it.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. It is great. So yes, so the law went into effect last September 13th. And what this does is it charges anyone, or it allows law enforcement to charge anyone who harms an animal with a felony. So I think they're calling it Goddard's Law, or House Bill 60. And it was named after a man named Dick Goddard from a TV station in Cleveland.
Really?
I think it's WJW. And so anybody who purposely causes harm to a companion animal, it charges, a fifth-degree felony. There are so many different degrees of felonies, but this, it's the lowest level, but still, it's a felony. And it's wonderful step in the right direction. So, yay, Ohio.
Yes.
Yeah.
O-H-I-O dot the I. Have you ever seen them do that at a football game?
No.
Where
that
they
sounds
do it?
Like I need to.
Oh, my gosh. It is amazing. It's the most.
It's really neat.
It is so cool. I've seen it like three times, and I'm never disappointed. Just get your heart racing. You know, Ohio State is such a great university. It really, really is. And so, you know, what do you think it's going to take, Maura, for other states to jump on and understand that there is a direct relationship between animal abuse, child abuse, and elderly abuse?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And we call it the link between animal cruelty and human violence. And a lot of states actually have legislation. Some don't have the felony level. One I happen to know a whole lot about, and right now in Texas, we're in the middle of our legislative season. And there's a bill in the House currently and a bill in the Senate. And right now they're companion bills, which is good because we want them to be the same so they can get passed and go to the governor's desk, hopefully this session, that addresses violent animal cruelty. So thankfully, Texas already has legislation in place to hold people accountable, either misdemeanor or felony, depending on the type of violence that's perpetrated against the animal. But these bills right now up for consideration would take the violent animal cruelty crimes like torturing or killing or poisoning, really bad stuff, it would increase the punishment on those instances of animal cruelty. Right now, the penalty is a state jail felony, which carries a maximum penalty of 2 years in prison. But these companion bills that are up right now increase that punishment for violent offenses to third-degree felonies, and that carries a penalty of imprisonment of 2 to 10 years.
Wow.
So that would be amazing.
It's impressive.
So everyone in Texas, please contact your legislator and kindly ask them to support this bill. And I have a cool one last thing about this. In Texas, there's a great group called Texas Humane Legislation Network, and they are working to strengthen animal cruelty laws and also add legislation that will help animals. So they're fantastic.
Well, when we get off the air, we're going to put a link on our Facebook page to make it easy for y'all to do that, because Texas needs to be a leader on this too. You know, this is something that's so important to our world, to our whole world. There's, you know, can you speak on it a little bit more, elaborate more, if you would, about the connection between animal abuse and child abuse?
Oh, absolutely. There's, like I said, it is, there's a link between animal cruelty and human violence. And this is very, very well documented. And speaking of that connection between animal cruelty and violence to children, it can be really scary. So a lot of times it's not very obvious if the person is being abused. Sometimes it can be very obvious if an animal is being abused. So it can be a warning sign. Often, though, kiddos or even adults are really reluctant to talk about abuse.
Absolutely. They're scared because they're going to get punished more behind the scenes.
Exactly. And so sometimes when kiddos report having pets that have died or disappeared or injured, it could mean a really chaotic home life with little stability. And if their pets have been killed or abused, that's something that, you know, it's time for some other groups to come in and maybe make sure the child is safe. And, of course, protect the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a larger issue than just animal cruelty, because people who are cruel to animals
are cruel to everyone, and they need to be removed from society and treated, and then maybe, you know, put back out, you know, into our world. But they definitely, they've got issues, like very, very dark, dark issues. Lexi, you saw something on Facebook yesterday that you showed me, and the look in this woman's eyes was so crazed. She shot her dog 5 times and put it on Facebook. I was absolutely astounded. I was like, oh my God, is she in jail? Where does she live?
I don't know.
It was
a PTSD dog. She had that dog for PTSD, and so she was the article I read. She was giving that dog up like within a couple weeks, but she's a vet, and that was her PTSD dog.
Wow. Yeah, another reason to end
arrested,
war.
But
yeah, I mean, all these people that are being damaged by war, it's no good. Anytime you if you're acting, and that's what she saw on the battlefield, I'm sure. You know, not that I'm defending that kind of behavior, but it's understandable.
I mean, that's a lot. I'm sure they see a lot of things that are difficult to unsee.
When you're exposed to war, you know, I know from my own family experience, I had an uncle that was in medical school before, and this is World War II. He's my Uncle Tony. I used to tell him, Uncle Tony, you're full of baloney, but when I was a kid. But anyway, before he went off to World War II, he was going to be a doctor. He came back so traumatized, you know, he could barely think. And he ended up having a great career in the pharmaceutical industry. But war is very damaging. It really, really is. Post-traumatic stress disorder is something that's very real. And it's really, really sad to see things like that. So, but I have a really happy story here. So I have a friend, Jackie Bolin, who is one of the co-owners of VOD. It's a little boutique in downtown. She, I met her new dog yesterday that she adopted from a shelter, Mora. He was an absolute mess. He reminded me of my dog Spunky that I have talked about on the air before. He was a Bichon mix, and he was so dirty and worn down and infected and just, you know, full of just being on the street for 4 years. And anyway, she gave him a beautiful home, night and day difference. And kudos to people out there that do that. Unlike another friend of mine who paid $4,000 for a designer dog, you know, and there's so many dogs in the shelters. Can you tell our listeners more how many dogs really are in the shelter and how we all need to really do our part to clean up the earth?
Absolutely. Well, estimates range. The easiest way to put it is there are several million dogs and cats in shelters in our country right now. The good news is if everyone would adopt, and we say adopt, don't shop. If everyone would adopt, then we could empty the shelters and work on helping the other animals. But just everybody out there, adopt. The other thing that I always ask people to do is spay and neuter. There's so many pets in this country. It's silly. These are pets that are roaming the streets. They're homeless. They're being hit by cars. They're being tortured by people. Let's get them off the streets. So spay, neuter, adopt, and any form of violence should be taken seriously. If you see animal cruelty, if you see family violence, please report it to your local authorities. If it's something that's critical, that's dire, where people or animals are suffering, call 911. Get people help, and we can help you. We can all help each other.
Absolutely. Maura, thank you so much. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. I'm going to have Lexi email you. We need to get that information on our Facebook page, and I'm going to boost it. We need to do the same thing that Ohio did here in the great state of Texas. Right?
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We have an amazing show coming up. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster. He's going to be talking about bones and calcium. We have Stephanie Tubes talking about the truth about those darned food expiration dates. And she's also going to be talking about, what is it?
Safe sunscreen.
Safe sunscreen.
Summertime, getting close.
But it's really going to be an amazing show because Sean Wells is going to be talking about, you want to say what you're going to be talking about?
Cancer.
Cancer.
And a really incredible story.
Incredible story.
Super excited to hear about it.
Stay tuned, everyone. We've got a great show coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette, here to tell you about the world's most trusted hemp extract, Charlotte's Web, by the Stanley Brothers. Charlotte's Web hemp oil contains naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. This amazing product is hand-planted and grown using organic farming practices on Colorado family farms. CW has a variety of wellness applications and has achieved global recognition from media coverage of Little Charlotte's amazing success story. All I have to say is thank you, Charlotte's Web, for improving lives with natural Colorado wellness. Visit them at cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Let me tell you a secret. Men get Botox to look younger too. Why? Because it works. But it works best when done correctly from an expert injector by a board-certified dermatologist like Dr. Lynn Roberts. Call Dr. Lynn Roberts today at 469-232-9300. That's 469-232-9300 or visit her at LynnRobertsMD.com.
Back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley, Sean Wells, and Stephanie Toops. We've got Dr. Mike Fenster on the line. He's America's culinary interventionalist, affiliate faculty member at the University of Montana and the College of Missoula Culinary Arts Program. He's a board-certified cardiologist and author of the books The Fallacy of the Calorie and Ancient Eats. And you've got another book coming out, right? You said that last week, Dr. Fenster.
Yeah, working on finishing up the manuscript for Food Shaman. So we take all the science that we talked about, which is a great background and a solid foundation in Fallacy of the Calorie, and we add a little of the adventure and perspective from Ancient Eats, and we talk about kind of the modern application and the importance of the food experience. So it's food-based, but going beyond food.
Well, and, you know, I love listening to you. You're so knowledgeable and so articulate, and you write just as well. All of his books, you guys, are just amazing.
Excellent.
They're so excellent. You're off the charts, Dr. Fenster.
Yes.
We're like your biggest fans here in
Absolutely.
Dallas. Today you're talking about bones and calcium. So would you want to summarize what you want to talk about, and I'll ask you some questions?
Sure. I thought this was interesting because, you know, we talked about just the other week, we talked about, you know, vitamin B supplements and how they can be beneficial potentially for folks in urban areas due to the influence of basically kind of exhaust fumes, fine, what we call fine particulate pollution that goes on. And I actually wanted to expand on that a little bit because we talked about the observational study, and it was very interesting just a few days ago. A kind of follow-up to that came out where they looked at the effect of these fine particles, these nanoparticles, and how they get into our system when we breathe them, and can induce inflammation throughout the body. And certainly we know that coronary disease, among many other things, is inflammatory in nature. And so when we look at populations, just to kind of recap, we find that one of the most potent, if not the most potent predictor of coronary events, meaning heart attacks, essentially, is the level of air pollution, which is not something that most people really think about or pay attention to, and then the idea that some supplementation may help. This is kind of the converse on that. So, you know, I don't want folks running out and you know, stockpiling 25 years worth of, you know, prepping with vitamin B and multivitamins and saying, oh my gosh, I got to buy every supplement on the shelf. Because this is a kind of a story in converse, in the opposite. So for years, I'm sure you've heard folks say, well, you know, women are at risk for osteoporosis and osteopenia as they get a little bit older. Men are too, but to a lesser degree than women. And so, gosh, if calcium is the problem, that it doesn't get in your bones, just simply take a pill with more calcium in
right.
it. Well, a couple years ago, and I remember reporting on it because, as usual, I got yelled at by and the target of some ridicule from folks in the health profession because there's some studies came out that I thought were very well done, and I said, well, hold on, you know, maybe there is some issue here because retrospective analysis had showed in some studies about a 30% increased risk of heart attack in women who were taking these calcium supplements. And that was about 4 or 5 years ago. And what recently came out was a really good study that was done by, again, a very international group. It was called the Multi-Ethnic Study of Atherosclerosis, or MESA for short, because in cardiology, you have to have a cool acronym, otherwise your study doesn't get published.
That's because nobody can pronounce it.
Yeah. So you could just say MESA, like, you know, like the MESA's out in your neck of the woods, out in the Southwest. And they looked at folks, over about 6,500 folks or so, over 10 years, and they did scanning to look at the coronary arteries for the presence of calcium, which correlates with coronary disease. And nobody had any coronary disease at the beginning of the study. And then they looked 10 years later, and then they sorted it out by calcium consumption. But they did something really unique. Because some of this data had been kind of plus minus throughout the years, is they sorted out not only your calcium intake, but where you got it. So did you get it from supplements? Did you get it from diets rich in calcium? And what they found was absolutely fascinating. So what they showed us was that people who don't eat diets that are rich in natural sources of calcium, so your yogurts, cheeses, you know, et cetera, things like that, but just try to pop a pill to supplement your way to good health, had what the other data had supported in their study was about a 27% increased risk of developing atherosclerotic disease, perfectly in line with the 30% we had seen in previous studies. But if you actually didn't take supplements and just ate a diet rich in calcium, you had the most cardioprotection. So you decreased your risk from the average by over 20%. So you're talking about, you know, an almost 50% swing trying to supplement your way to health, eating, you know, a really crummy diet versus not even bothering with supplements and wasting your money and just eating a really good, natural, wholesome, authentic diet. And so this is where, you know, we just have to be so careful and not go crazy like we do in America and say, well, you know, if one supplement's good, then I'm going to take mega supplements of everything, you know, all over the shelf.
Well, you know, I'm the field rep for broccoli. And so I want to give broccoli a shout out because unless I'm mistaken, I don't know why, but my brain is telling me that broccoli, and I this is totally off the cuff, isn't it? Is it high in calcium or am I wrong about that?
No, it's one of the good plant sources of calcium, you know, along with spinach. is there. As we mentioned, dairy. And I'd like to emphasize dairy because I think that gets a bit of a bad rap sometimes. You hear about the whole-fat dairy. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to have the low-fat this and low-fat that. And I wrote not too long ago, I think we may have talked about it, that's sort of, again, another fallacy, not a fallacy of the calorie, but, you know, another fallacy because there's never been any conclusive evidence that low-fat dairy is superior to whole-fat dairy in terms of prevention of disease. And there's some evidence that whole-fat dairy actually decreases the risk of things like type 2 diabetes. Mm-hmm. Sardines, other small fish, probably because, you know, when you're eating sardines, you're actually ingesting the bones, et cetera. Again,
right.
Very bioabsorbable form of calcium. So all those things are really, really good for you. Just part of a great, natural, authentic, wholesome diet.
Well, and you know that broccoli was invented by Italians, right?
I take your word on that.
No, it was. I don't have my history sheet.
One of the Italian foods I love, so I've got to ask, if you're all for broccoli, are you for broccoli Rob as well? You know, that's kind of a variation on the broccoli
thing. Yeah, it's hard to find. You know, that's kind of like a specialty kind of produce thing. Not many stores carry it here in Dallas that I'm aware of, right? It's like a kind of like a twist on the broccolini. Right.
Yeah, it's you know the original you know traditional right with the porchetta.
Okay.
You know, you throw some of that
you're getting fancy
broccoli
now.
Rob on there because it's kind of that bitter green and helps cut the natural juicy wonderful awesomeness of a perfectly done you know porchetta sandwich, which is Italian street food. And there's some real. I mean, you go to Italy, you're getting like real deal. You know, it's not some industrial sausage. You're getting some handcrafted, you know, pork, prepared, mm-hmm. slow cooked, you know, and then you get some fresh greens on it. It's like Italians know how to cook or something.
They do know how to cook. Well, and it's funny because I pulled that, you know, a little thing about broccoli. It's from, I think it's from Men's Health, but I saw this too. This is funny because it kind of plays into the Italian thing. This little blurb in here says, older cheese helps you get older. We've talked about this before. A compound in aged cheeses may help you live a longer life, says Nature Medicine. Italian researchers found that subjects who ate higher amount of mature cheese had 40% less risk of heart attack.
Yeah, there's a study, another study which was done, we may actually be talking about this, the same study, where actually what they looked at was, and this is interesting because it involves the gut microbiome, so first thing that we have to realize about real cheese, which is what you're talking about,
butyrate.
Not the Day-Glo orange spray cheese, mm-hmm. is that it's a natural living food. It's a fermented food.
Right.
So it's got you're using the bacteria and et cetera to ferment, essentially ferment the milk and make cheese or molds, depending on the type of cheese. And what they found is that when people ate those types of cheeses, they had a decrease in a bacterial product, a product of the gut microbiome that is associated with a 2-to-3-fold increased risk of having a heart attack, something called TMNO, which is just a fancy trimethylene N oxide, which is naturally produced by our bodies when we eat certain foods.
Mm-hmm.
It's naturally produced by the bacteria in our gut when we eat certain foods. And then it gets into the bloodstream, and then it's metabolized by our liver into this product that is a TMNO that is then associated with increased risk of atherosclerosis, kidney disease, diabetes, heart attack, and stroke.
Wow. You know, and this we got to go to break, but this is really funny. I'm going to read the rest of this, and it'll just leave you guys laughing. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, so we talked about, it says a compound in aged cheese. We talked about that. And then it says 40% less risk of heart failure. And then it goes on to say, and I've never read anything like this before, the compound spermidine.
Spermidine.
Also, spermidine. Yeah. Okay, spermidine.
Yeah.
I know you would know, Sean.
Yeah.
Okay. Spermidine.
Way
okay.
To go, Sean.
It's
Thanks.
Also abundant in soybeans and mushrooms, was first isolated from semen. What the heck? And then it says, winning our award for most unappetizing sounding health boon ever. Well, I'll leave you with that.
There are so many places to go, none of which are anywhere above the gutter, that I'm just going to pass and
We're
say,
just,
hey, have a great weekend.
Yes, you too. We're going to break. All good. All right, everyone. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates Crazy Water from the rest. Crazy Water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Dan the Man, Lexi Brinkley. We've got Sean Wells and Stephanie Toops in studio. For those of you that don't know, Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. And Stephanie Toops is just a smart woman who became fascinated with the personal care industry after being diagnosed with thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. And you're also, you're degreed in finance.
Yeah, I've got an accounting and a finance degree, a couple of advanced degree. I'm a CPA, you know, jack of all trades, master of none, you know.
You are. You're really, really awesome. You are. And so today, Stephanie's talking about the truth about those darn expiration dates. And this is a big one because, you know, there's a lot of food waste over these expiration dates.
Yeah. So last week was Earth Week, and so this was something
we're making it Earth Year here at One Life Radio,
as it should be, right?
I mean, absolutely.
I think we should we should concentrate on more than just one, you know, or one day or week a year. So, so I thought this was a really kind of pertinent article. So one of the biggest things is eggs, and there's a little trick about eggs.
Okay.
Number one, if you buy farm fresh eggs, they're going to last much, much longer. Usually farm fresh eggs 4 to 5 weeks, and so if you're getting them straight from someone who's getting them from the chickens, they're going to last a much, much longer time. By the time you get them from the grocery store, they've already been there for maybe 2 or 3 weeks in transit. So that's why they've got a shorter lead time on them. But what you can do is you actually put one in a glass of water, and if it floats, that means it's bad. And if it doesn't, then you can still use it. So if you can just kind of...
If it floats, it's bad.
Yes, okay. yes. Because so the eggshells are permeable.
Okay.
And the longer, the older they get, the more... air gets in there, and that makes them float. So if your egg floats, then you want to toss it. But if it sinks, even if you're past the expiration date, you're fine to use that egg.
Well, I mean, there are so many products out there that are good after the expiration date. Bottom line is, and I do this with sour cream, you know, or milk or whatever. If it has an odor, it's probably not bad. But if it doesn't, it's fine.
Yeah,
they have to put that on the shelf because, you know, to protect consumers. And I don't know. I think that there should there's some laws that really should be changed.
Some of those dates are sell-by dates, not expire-by
exactly.
dates.
Exactly, which freaks people out, especially, I think, women that are taking care of their families.
Yep.
That's like your, you know...
Yeah, you have about a food poisoning once, and you're about done.
You see it as a responsibility to protect your family from you know, harmful food bacteria. And so what else do you want people to know about this subject, about expiration dates? across the board.
Yeah, another trick that you can use is, you know, a lot of people do produce, and so that's one of the most important things we can buy. They always say shop the perimeter of the store. When you're shopping the perimeter of the store, you're looking at things that are fresh, right?
Right.
So produce is one of those things that, especially if you're buying organic produce, which is pricey, you don't want to throw that away. So when it starts to get wilted, you can put, like, for example, like a wilted carrot or wilted lettuce. You can put that in a bowl of ice water, and it will perk right up.
Yep.
And so that's a way to utilize that. Those bags of lettuce that people use mm-hmm. for salads, if they start to get a little brown, you can saute those, put them in like a saute dish or a stir fry or something
yeah.
like that. It's just a little wilted. It's not bad, but you don't want to eat it in a salad because it's wilted. So cook it. Use it in a dish where you might use some wilted lettuce or wilted spinach.
If you're a juicer, you could do that.
Yeah, or you could juice it. That's a great idea. One of the things they say is a lot of people cut the tops off of strawberries, but they're actually edible. So just throw your entire strawberry in a smoothie and you don't throw that.
Oh, I would imagine you get a lot of fiber and just all yes. kinds of phytonutrients. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's other nutrients in there.
Yeah. And I throw it out to my bunnies or my birds.
That's cool.
When I have like my berries or whatever that I have left over, it's not that much normally because I'm very cognizant of wasting. I just really hate it when I waste food.
Yep.
It makes me feel really bad. And so that's probably why I have so many lovely creatures on my property.
Yep. Well, I mean, there's food shortages. You know, you remember, well, there's a kid starving in Africa, so you should eat your food or whatever. And that's, you know, but truly we shouldn't be as wasteful as we are.
Well, it's respect for the earth and all the, the fuel it took to get transport, all those, that produce. And, you know, Sean, I talk about this all the time on the air. And I know we're getting off subject a little bit here, but can you tell people really about strawberries and how bad the non-organic ones really are?
Just in terms of pesticides, herbicides.
Pesticides, they gas them in these big trucks while they're being transported. They're so bad for you.
Yep. So exactly. So they don't go bad. And we've talked about it before, too, like how when you look at things like tomatoes or watermelons, like how different those are, like from, you know, like a garden-raised tomato that, you know, easily bruises, is so, like vividly red. You know, it's kind of the same as strawberries. They easily bruise. They're more vividly red. And the ones that you get at the store, they're protecting them with these, herbicides and wax coatings and all these kind of things so that they don't, get oxygen, like kind of what you were just talking about. And, they can certainly go bad very quickly, but, you know, we've talked about just like the freshness and the taste and like the things that are gone. Like you can actually smell like the tomato and like these ones you get like at the salad bar, you know, like these other ones that are hard and pink and like have no juiciness. Like all the nutrient value is removed. And think about watermelons now, like to make them more sellable, you know, again, it's like kind of like a pinkish, spongy, seed-free kind of thing. And it doesn't taste at all like a rich, sweet, juicy watermelon. Like a lot of I feel bad for like some people like that are raised now that are used to like some of these foods that are, you know, at a salad bar or at like some of these cheaper places. And they think that's what a tomato tastes like or that's what a watermelon tastes like or that's what a strawberry tastes like. And it's not. Like when you have like a fresh strawberry, so different, or a farm fresh egg.
Well, a tomato, when you can smell the tomato, if you can't smell the tomato, put it down. Just put it down. If it doesn't, I bet there's a lot of people that don't even know what a real tomato smells like.
Right.
You know, I was taught how to pick tomatoes by my grandmother when I was a little girl, you know, in the grocery store. It'd take her forever to get a bag of tomatoes to gather to make sauce. But she smelled every one, not once, usually like two or three times. She'd turn it around and just smell and smell. And we don't do that anymore. We really don't. It's kind of like a lost art.
Well, and people don't want any bruises or any discolorations or marks. And I'd much rather have that than have like these pink non-real
things. You should leave some of the dirt if they're organic,
absolutely.
On the potato and the sweet potatoes and ingest
great
it
for
because
your gut microbiome.
All these things. A lot of Americans do toss food away once the date is stamped, you know, on a food package passes. So, but lots of food is still perfectly good to eat. What are some other examples of that?
So one of the ones is sour milk, which to me, that's one of the like just on paper, it seems kind of scary, but you can actually, it's more like a buttermilk substitute. Mm-hmm. So you could use it to make pancakes.
Really?
Yeah. You can use it to use various recipes that you would, but biscuits for like a butter, anything that you would use buttermilk for, you could let that milk get really pretty darn sour and still utilize it.
Really? And so does it have like a sourdough effect? Like, is that what it does?
It's just like heavy cream could go to sour cream kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then the other thing is utilize your freezer, which is something I don't think about often, is if you're leaving town, put your milk in the freezer. You can defrost it when you get back.
I never thought of
that. Same thing with bread. Same thing with just a few other things that are staples that I, you know, truly, it's just things that you don't think about. So throw them in the freezer and defrost them when you get back. And
good advice.
They're perfectly fine. Yeah.
Stephanie Toops, saving the earth.
Woohoo! Wow.
Toops, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We've got, real quick, before we go to break, because this next segment is very serious. It's about cancer. Sean Wells is going to share a story of one of his clients. Firsthand that has given him permission. It's an amazing story. You have to stay tuned. But real quick, before we go to break, sunscreens, dirty little secrets. What do you want people to know about sunscreens?
Go with zinc, like we've talked about on this show. Like so many of the other non-zinc compounds are very scary for your health, cancer-causing, which ties right into this this subject. So it's ironic that some people might be putting on sunscreen to protect themselves from skin cancer and might be promoting it.
Well, and all the kids, the increase in children's cancers, you know, there's so many things we need to be aware of. Golly.
And plus their impact on the environment, like killing the coral.
They need to be reef safe. Yeah. Like mineral-based sunscreens are reef safe. So if your sunscreen says oxybenzone, do not buy it. Toss it in the trash.
Okay, again, we're going to put this out on Facebook. And I just wanted to apologize for right now, our SoundCloud, our podcast is kind of jacked up. We're trying to get it fixed, everyone. And just be patient. We're going to get it fixed. Things happen. And I'm the last person that's going to fix it because I'm not that tech savvy.
Yeah, they can binge listen later.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Stephanie. All right, everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Spring has arrived and it's time to decorate for weddings, parties, and outdoor events. At Christmas Light Source, we know that lighting is the easiest way to add sparkle to all of your celebrations. Choose round bulbs to light your patio or the latest in LED lights to wrap your trees. See our blog for the latest tips and design guides. Our customers have been lighting up their lives since 2005. See us online at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
This is Bernadette with Dan the Man, Lexi Brinkley. We've got Stephanie Toops in studio and Sean Wells. Sean Wells is a certified sports nutritionist and fellow through the very prestigious International Society of Sports Nutrition. He has credentials in the fields of business, clinical work, sports, exercise, nutrition, and it all makes for a very unique and highly respected blend of expertise as CEO of Zone Halo Research and Chief Scientific Officer of BioTrust. So Sean has recently been named the world's greatest formulator as well, and he's got a smile on his face every time I say that. But and lastly, you know, he's a registered dietitian and has his Master's of Public Health in Nutritional Biochemistry. You can check out his website, zonehalo.com, and Twitter at zonehalo. Today we are talking about neuroglioblastoma, a death sentence if you get it with cancer most often, correct?
Exactly. And just a disclaimer as we get into the segment for me and for the show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a doctor. No one on the show at the moment is a doctor. We did have Dr. Fenster on before.
I'm a doctor of love.
And I'm not trying to replace any advice that a doctor would give. And I want to just educate those on some of the options that could be an adjuvant therapy along with standard of care. So I had a friend come to me and say that they had a friend that has stage 4 cancer and of the brain with this neuroglioblastoma. It's also known as glioblastoma multiforme. And I said I would gladly work with this person at no cost because
you're just a good guy.
Yeah,
it
feels super wrong to take money.
Gosh, right?
So I really just I have knowledge and I care about helping people. And that's one of the reasons, actually, you know, I work like probably 80 hours a week.
Right.
One of the reasons I do this show, actually, is it's a pretty efficient use of my time to try and help people.
Absolutely. And we
and
appreciate
reach more people.
Well, and you've been on the show now how long? Like 2.5, 3 years? Quite a while. 3 years? Something
I think
like
even longer than that.
Maybe longer.
Four years.
It's always been great having your content. You have put out tremendous knowledge to so many of our listeners and improved their lives. You really have. So let's continue to talk about this. So you worked with her for the last 2 months. And so what happened? What's happening?
Well, okay. So just to talk about neuroglioblastoma, she is stage 4. And she reached out to me kind of at the last second, like at her wit's end, worried. And of course, this really is a death sentence. And the signs and symptoms of this, like, include headaches, personality changes, nausea, and the symptoms can worsen rapidly. And the prognosis is super poor. It really is the death sentence. The common length of survival, following the diagnosis is 12 to 15 months. And less than 3 to 5% of the people survive longer than 5 years. And without treatment, survival is typically 3 months.
Wow.
And she came to me at 55 and obviously deeply concerned. She was, you know, stage 4. So this was, you know, getting to the end. And I talked to her about doing the ketogenic diet, as well as some other strategies, exogenous ketones, which just means a new form of ketones that you don't just do through the diet, but it's a supplement.
Yeah.
And then also like cooking with MCTs, coconut oil, and then intermittent fasting. She's actually heavy set at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to raise the ketone levels like we talked about on the show before. And also other supplements like berberine and cinnamon to help with insulin sensitivity. And then things like Dr. Fenster's talked about, active form of folate and B12, creatine and betaine, which actually helps with methylation. That's something that can lead to cancer potentially.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, things that help with mitochondrial dysfunction, which happens to have some link to cancer and especially brain disorders. So I told him to take CoQ10, PQQ, these are just supplements, and then a liposomal vitamin C, a special form of vitamin C, to reduce inflammation at the tumor. So all pretty exciting stuff,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I was just hopeful. I have had other clients over the past year. One I had, we've talked about it before, a best friend of mine died this past year of breast cancer. And then another person I was working with that came to me kind of at the last second, stage 4 cancer. I got ketogenic meals sent out to her. I helped her with a lot of stuff, and she passed shortly after. She just didn't have the appetite, and it was just too late.
It's so sad. So there's so many people. I have a very dear friend of mine who's been fighting cancer for 3.5, 4 years, ovarian cancer. You know, we're all at our wit's end. We love her so much. And, you know, it's just, it's very scary. You get that diagnosis and it just scares you to your very deepest core, especially if you're a mother and you've got children you're going to leave behind. And so, you know, back to the ketogenic diet, how does it, or why does it, and how does it work so well with cancer?
Yeah, so this is a very progressive show, and we've actually had the leader of that research on the show, Dr. Thomas Seyfried, and he is the guy. He's the guy that pioneered the metabolic model of cancer. It's not just a genetic disease. It's fueled off of glucose. Our healthy cells are dual fuel, and they use either glucose or ketones, but cancer cells only use glucose for fuel. So starving the cancer of the glucose actually slows the cancer's ability to replicate or metastasize. So that's really like the key to the ketogenic diet. But the next step that really makes it cool with brain cancer, and we've talked about Alzheimer's being dubbed type 3 diabetes and certainly helping with that glucose end of the equation. But we've also talked about on this show that there's something like that happens with mitochondrial dysfunction, which if you guys remember, like the cellular powerhouse from biology class, you know, in the cell that makes ATP. So there's actually something that happens with insufficient cellular energy, and that's called ICE, and this mitochondrial dysfunction. And it leads to things like epilepsy and Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. And so using ketones, which your brain actually prefers for fuel, bypasses this dysfunction. And so it helps with some of these brain diseases in particular. So it's a double whammy here, like the ketogenic diet, helping with brain issues and the mitochondrial dysfunction, and then helping with cancer growing. And also its ketogenic diet is anti-inflammatory, which helps the radiation or potentially chemotherapy. They've shown that the ketogenic diet potentiates both. It actually makes them more effective if you're doing those.
Well, and the ketogenic diet has been around for 100 years.
Yes, yes,
you know,
exactly.
It's not a newfangled thing that, you know, these guys just created. You know, it's not. It's been around and very effective, I might add, for a long time.
Totally, totally. And that's what's super frustrating. There's some really cool research that Epigenix is doing. That's a foundation that they did tons of ketogenic meals, had thousands of people that had cancer in different stages, different types, and they sent them out and they had tremendous results, and it's going to be a massive study coming out soon. I can't wait to see it. I've heard from the people in the foundation that they've seen incredible results, and it's going to really give a lot of credence to the diet that I think it needs throughout the medical industry.
Dom DiAgostino is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
He's one of the leaders in this research as well, correct?
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. If you get a chance, if you are dealing with cancer or know somebody that is, watch Dom DiAgostino's TED Talks that he's on. It's great. And look him up. He's also been on Tim Ferriss and some of these other shows. He has great talks. He's very knowledgeable, doing a lot of the research in this area.
He's going to be at the Paleo FX as well, right?
Yeah. One of his students, Dr. Angela Poff, is doing a lot of research on that front as well.
Well, and all of us will be there. It might behoove anyone out there, you know, that really wants to get some good information to travel to Austin. It's a great city, and go to the Paleo FX and meet all you guys.
Absolutely.
So
here it is. I want to tell you guys, this is what's exciting. So this woman that had a death sentence that was coming to me, stage 4 neuroglioblastoma. Here it is. She sent me something yesterday that says, "Bless you, Sean. Thank you so much. My tumor has shrunk 80 to 90%.
Wow.
And I've worked with her. She's been on the diet for about 5 weeks.
Wow.
And
this is crazy.
We're going to have the pictures of her scans up on the website,
right?
But please go to ketogenic.com, go to the Charlie Foundation to look up information on the ketogenic diet and what to do with cancer. But please, please get this out there. If you have cancer or a friend has cancer,
absolutely.
Please look into the ketogenic diet. Please, 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 please. Bring that up to your doctor. Certainly do what they're recommending, but please look into the diet.
Well, and I want to give a shout out to our sponsors that bring this great programming to you that want to help heal the world as well. Sun Warrior, a great company. Charlotte's Web. Crazy Water, the ISSN, and Squatty Potty. These are all companies that care about you. I've hand-picked them myself. I don't hang with anybody that's not cool, okay? So you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.